At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Do you remember the first time you had to take the bus?
I don't remember the first time, but I remember I did not like it. I was bullied on the bus a lot.
I mean, you say you were bullied, but you have to explain that. Like, bullying to me is like you got pushed around or somebody wanted to fight you or whatever, and that's not what happened, actually.
No, they used to point and laugh at us because we had a bus stop. Producer Sean, I know you don't know this, but I used to have, my bus stop was next to this place. It was an old nursery called Geiger's Farm.
Not a nursery for, like, you know, rehab for people of a senior age. It wasn't hospice. It was like a farm. It was like,
like
a farm stand.
Flowers and stuff.
Yeah.
And whenever me, my brother, and my sister would have to get off the bus, everybody would go, Geiger's!
Because it was called Geiger's.
Because it was called Geiger's. Now, I don't know about you, but when you're like 7, that really hurts.
I was going to say, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't sound too terrible.
I mean, it wasn't her family. It was just the name of the place that they were dropping her off.
Could be called worse.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah, but all right.
Memories happen on the bus. And because I did not have a good experience as a child, yeah. I never, ever put my kids on the bus. And that all ended yesterday. We can't figure out how to get Hayden, my older daughter, to high school now. It's just our work schedules. It doesn't work.
Sure.
So she had to get on the bus for the first time yesterday.
After 14 and a half years, you took the bus for the first time this morning, Hayden. How'd it go?
It went fine.
What was the most annoying thing?
There were a lot of people on the bus.
So how did you select where to sit?
I kind of just walked back until I found an available seat.
And what did the girl say to you, or did you say anything to her, or did you just sit down?
I asked her if I could sit next to her, and she said yes, so I just sat down.
It was a nice interaction. They didn't get the Forrest Gump. Seat's taken. Yeah. It's taken. Well, seat's taken.
I was thinking about that. I was talking to my best friend Danielle about this last night.
Yeah.
Is there anything more uncomfortable as an adult or a kid to have to ask somebody if they could sit next to them?
I think the older you get, the harder it becomes.
Right?
Yeah, no, I do.
Listen,
yeah.
I feel like a bus is a public domain. You shouldn't have to ask permission. Just sit next to them. They don't own the bus.
She's a junior. So that's a big deal when you're a freshman to have to sit next to a junior. It was the only seat on the bus. And there's middle schoolers on that bus, too.
When you got on the bus, did you feel, like, cool? Did everybody clap? What happened?
Nothing. There were a bunch of middle school boys fighting with each other.
Do kids still fight on the bus?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a thing still?
Oh, yeah. No.
Yep.
It's
really?
Beyond Thunderdome. Oh. You throw down right there. Oh. Yeah.
And at the bus stop, was there anybody there?
Yeah, there's a girl wearing headphones. She didn't want to talk to me.
Oh,
that's a little awkward.
I know. Like, imagine you roll up to you walk to like the bus stop, which is like one house down from our house.
Yeah.
And there's only one other girl there and she's got headphones on and won't make eye contact with you.
It's a little bit weird. But I mean, you know what? Maybe it's awkward for her too, right? It's, you know.
She said she was an upperclassman too.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Maybe she's getting in her head space on that or whatever.
I told her to put her earpods in and do the same thing today. So,
yeah. Whatever. And then that's exactly when that other person will be interested in what you're doing.
What advice do you have to anybody taking the bus for the first time? Sean, how about you?
Always sit in the back of the bus because that is where all the cool kids sit. Everyone knows it. And if the seat's taken, then you got to establish dominance and be like, hey, you're in my seat.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
So basically like the calf at prison.
Yep.
You want to walk in and immediately hit the toughest person in the face? Is that what you're saying with your boldness?
Never said hit him. I just said take their seat.
Okay. I'm not into that. Raven, what is your rule?
Know the route because you don't want to get on the bus and then find out that your bus ride is an hour and 20 minutes long.
Actually, that's what I said to Hayden. Yeah. I go, she's the last pickup. I go, she's 7 minutes.
Oh, that's so good.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. She's got it made.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
Don't take the after school bus route because same thing. That thing may be totally different. So if she ever gets detention or whatever, 7 minutes away, she might as well just get an Uber or call or steal a car or something, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then never try and eat on the bus because you're going to end up wearing that thing.
It's true.
Yeah. Good luck. She's going to be all right.
She's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class and our clubs are right around the corner so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.